started off with a bit of expectation and a lot of pressure on our shoulders, and so far it's gone well. But like it's been a long season, but at this moment in time we haven't achieved nothing yet. So it's just about keep doing what we're doing at the moment in time.
31 games played, so not long to go left. There are only 7 matches, in fact, left in the division, and you're 5 points clear of Bootle, who's sitting second. I mean, when we'd sat down at the start of the season, I'd said to you, after 31 games, you'll be 5 points clear at the top of the table. You'll have bitten my arm off.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was loads of expectations before we started the season, but I mean, like you say, if you'd asked anybody, if we take that position that we're in now, of course we would have accepted that and sort of snap your hands off. I think, yeah, most people would have said that anyway.
And to be in that position with the expectation you've had on your shoulders, that shows how well yourself and the squad have handled the pressure that they've been under.
Yeah, the lads have been unbelievable all season, and I think everyone, especially recently, people keep on saying, can you handle the pressure especially with Bootle, who have crept up and done well so far. I've been on a good run recently, but I mean, we've had pressure on our shoulders from the very first game of the season with the expectation that we've got, and because we've been at the top for so long, every team who plays us, they all raise the game. So we've handled the pressure so far, and it's just we've got to do it now for 7 more games.
Does it seem mad that there are only 7 games left and we're halfway through March, not even halfway through?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, like you say, it's been a long season, but it's been an enjoyable season. Like I say, it's been a pleasure to work with the lads and watch them progress through the season. And like I say, we're very nearly close there, but we just need to keep doing what we're doing and keeping our heads down and just concentrate on what we're doing.
How do you keep them focused then and stop them from running away with things and the fact that they have got that 5-point lead?
It's been same as, really. We just keep on doing one game at a time, and we've done nothing different. I mean, like I say, with people creeping up closer behind, we had Congleton who come within 5 points around the Christmas time, and people were asking questions of us then, and it's just we just keep on doing the same. We keep training hard, working on the same things, and keep drilling the lads in and just taking one game at a time. So nothing from what we're doing has been any different, and we'll be continue to doing what we're doing from now to the end of the season. So, and hopefully that'll be enough to get us over the line.
Yeah, fingers crossed. That 5-point buffer looking pretty healthy at the moment. The City of Liverpool project is a really interesting one, I think, in the way the club was all formed, as I say, less than 4 years ago. To be where you are now is fantastic, but that's by no means the glass ceiling for a club like the City of Liverpool.
No, it's not. I mean, listen, I mean, they've only been going, like I say, that I think this is the 3rd season of them, right, 4th season, but in the first year, win the treble that they've done, and last year and this year what they've done, that there certainly is, that there's no limits onto what the club are trying to do, and with the support that they have and the people behind the scenes working so hard to put the club where they want to be. And I do believe if we get promotion this year, it'll only be the start again, because, like I say, there is no ceiling to what this club and where this club, I personally think, could go.
And for yourself, you've been around non-league football for a while. How exciting a project is it to be involved in?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, like I say, I've been around non-league a long time, a little bit higher, and it's been a pleasure to come in and see these people who are hungry and really ambitious and really behind what they're doing. I mean, I admire anybody in non-league, all the work that gets put into any club, and I respect everybody and all the clubs I've been at. And everyone deserves the amount of success, and to be involved with something this, especially in my hometown in Liverpool, and with it being City Liverpool, it gives that little bit more extra special for me to be able to work with and manage.
Certainly does. It's Radio City Talk. Matt Jones here, and I'm speaking to Craig Robinson, who is the City of Liverpool FC manager. Now, you've won your last 4 matches, so it's a pretty impressive run of form. Started with a cup win over Northwich back in February. Since then, league wins over Ashton, Charnock Richard and Litherland as well. So you've got the momentum at the moment.
Yeah, we have. I mean, like you say, we had a couple of defeats, if I'm honest with you, which was difficult to take, but I didn't think we deserved to lose them 2 games. And the lads have showed, again, great attitude and desire to bounce back from that in the 4 tough games. Northwich, who won a very good run in the Vars and a really good team. So to come against them and Ashton, and then not so recently on Saturday against Remica, which is a local derby, which, again, they raised the game. It was a real battle. So again, the lads have showed real character to stand up to the test that they've done. And like I say, it's my job to make sure that we keep doing it, starting with Barn Aldwick on Saturday at home.
How important is momentum at this stage of the season?
Obviously it is, but we're in a position where we could give ourselves that cushion. But momentum certainly is. I mean, like I say, Bootle have certainly got it at the minute. How long they continue that, but again, that's nothing to do with me. My job is concentrating on City Liverpool and making sure that we keep our momentum and keep matching results and keep doing what we're doing and not worry about anybody else.
And you've still got them to play as well, right at the end of the season, the penultimate game, 22nd of April. What a fixture that's going to be.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I've said to the lads, not just about that game, but about these games, if you're not excited and looking forward to playing in these type of games, then you shouldn't be playing football, because I'll be honest with you, I'm jealous of them getting out on that pitch, to be honest with you. I'm certainly missing playing and being involved in these games, because this is what we're all involved for in non-league and football especially, to be playing in these big games. And not only that one, there's the second to last game. Everyone's a big game now. The support that we're getting, especially on Saturday, was unbelievable, and hopefully that will continue with these last seven games. And it really is special, and I think the players are relishing being involved in it.
Yeah, you mentioned the attendances there, and I'm just looking at them. You know, 412 for the home game against Ashton, 474 against Northwich. These are really big gates for this level of football.
Yeah, it is. It's unheard of. I mean, and it's also the atmosphere they create. And I mean, I keep on pushing and keep on getting them to keep getting behind us, because it can really be the 12th man, and the support they showed us so far has been unbelievable. And like I say to the players and like to the fans, if we keep doing what we're doing, stick together and be behind each other, then God, hopefully it'll take us and push us over the line to within these last seven games.
Yeah, and just before I let you go, I should mention that you're still in the cup as well. We've talked about that win over Northwich. Avro coming up in the semi-finals.
Yeah, it's another one to look forward to. And again, an exciting games ahead. It's actually a two-legged semi-final, home and away. So that'll be interesting for us. I went and watched them a few weeks ago, and they're certainly a tough battling side. And obviously, with it being a Manchester team against a Liverpool team, it's another exciting game for us to be involved in. And again, the momentum, I mean, there is a bit of a break with the league games, but I'm glad that we've actually got a game in the week where a lot of it aren't playing. So it's a game for us every Saturday now to the end of the season. It's another one that we can really look forward to, and as a club, be excited to be involved in.
Absolutely. It's going to be a brilliant end to the season. It really is an exciting one. And hopefully City Liverpool can keep their noses in front. So best of luck, Craig. We'll catch up with you at the back end of the campaign as well. But thank you for your time this afternoon.
Cheers. Thank you very much.